and at 7:30 p.m.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, December the 20th, 2022. I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about political violence and incitement ahead of general elections next year. This in light of a video showing alleged ZANU-PF members at a rally chanting, Pamberi nerufu rwa Chamisa, or forward with the death of Chamisa, the opposition CCC leader. The video has sparked concern on social media platforms and off, with human rights campaigners and the CCC calling for the arrest of those involved for allegedly inciting violence. The CCC also says it is concerned for Mr. Chamisa's safety. The opposition charges the message in the appalling video is clear testament that the ruling ZANU-PF party is planning an orgy of violence on Chamisa and his supporters ahead of the 2023 polls. A few months ago, a ZANU-PF member, Upton Mashanyika, was caught on camera at a ZANU-PF rally suggesting that Mr. Chamisa must be killed. Police were forced to issue a statement after public outcry saying they were investigating, but they've not offered an update since, and Mr. Mashanyika is still a free man. On the other hand, opposition CCC official and Zengeza West Member of Parliament, Job Sikala, is still languishing in remand prison at Chikurubi Maximum Prison 6 months after he was arrested and charged with inciting political violence. Many say Sikala's arrest and denial of bail many times is clear indication of selective application of the law by the police, a charge that the police vehemently deny. Lichona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokutshotshozela udlakela phambilini kokhetho luka-2023. Lokhu kuza ngemva kwevidiyo esenkundleni zokuxhumana etshengisa abasekeli bezanu-PF betshaya islogan emhlanganweni webandla labo besithi Pamberi nerufu rwa Chamisa, kumbe phambili ngemva kumbe ukufa kukaChamisa, yena ongumkhokheli webandla le-CCC. Amazwi la asolwa kakhulu ngabaningi kanye labo abebandla le-CCC besithi ibandla le-ZANU-PF litshotshozela ukuthi uChamisa abulawe. NgoNtulikazi kulomunye njalo umsekeli we-ZANU-PF u-Upton Mashanyika okhulume emhlanganweni we-ZANU-PF wathi uChamisa kumele abulawe. Lanxa amapolisa ethembise ukuphenya uMashanyika kakabutshwa. Ngakolunye uhlangothi, umeli weZengeza West ePhalamende, uMnumzana Job Sikala, yena uselenyanga eziyisithupha evalelwe eChikurubi Maximum Prison ngemva kokubotshelwa icala lokutshotshozela udlakela. Abanye bathi abasekeli bezanu-PF laba kumele babotshwe nxa kuyikuthi ngempela amapolisa asebenza ezimele engasekeli ibandla le-ZANU-PF. Kwaziwa ibaterere be-Studio 7 na nazi muchirongwa chebe chidiki che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya ye-video iri mudariro iri kuratiza vatsigiri be-ZANU-PF vachita slogan yekuti Pamberi nerufu rwa Chamisa avo vanova mutungamiri webato reCCC. Vatsigire vezanu PF ava vakataura izvi pamusangano webato ravo. Mimwedzi mishoma yapfuura pane mumwe zvakare mutsigiri wezanu PF. VaUpton mashayanyika avo vakataurawo mashoko ekuti vachamisa vanofanirwa kuurawa. Zvichitevera kugunun'una kwevanhu vakawanda, mapurisa akazivisa kuti ava kuzeya nyaya iyi. Asi vamashayanyika havasati vasungwa nanhasi. TCCC inoti vamashayanyika nevamwe vari muvhidhiyo itsvai vanofanirwa kusungwa sezvo vachikurudzira mhirizhonga. Mumiriri weZengeza West mudare reParamende uye vari nhengo yeTCCC vaJob Sikala vava nemimwedzi mitanhatu vari musungwa mushure mekupomerwa mhosva yekukurudzira mhirizhonga. And to help us dissect this issue, we are now joined by opposition TCCC member and former Masvingo councillor Godfrey Kurawone, Ashford Guburiro of ZANU-PF, as well as Mr. John Muchenje of the organization 4H Zimbabwe Foundation. And before starting off with Mr. Kurawone, let me set some ground rules. Gentlemen, welcome. And for us to, you know, speak equally, to get equal speaking time, I'd request for you to answer, to give us your answer within 1 to 1 minute and a half. So that we are all allocated enough time. This is an important topic, and every voice must be heard. Now, coming to you, Mr. Kurawone, you saw the video that's making the rounds of alleged ZANU-PF members saying, "Pamberine rufura Chamisa." In other words, forward with the death of Mr. Chamisa. You are a TCCC member. What do you make of this? Mr. Kurawone?
Yes, that is not new, you know, coming from ZANU-PF. And what pains us as opposition is that there is a clear selective application of the law. You understand that our Honorable MP Job Sikala is in prison. He has been in prison for 6 months now. He's talking about most of inciting violence. And the same thing happened with that guy of my, that guy Mashayanyika, Akati Chiti Pasine na Chamisa. We are saying Chamisa Ngasi, but he is moving scot free. Police is doing extremely nothing, and we are seeing him every day. Achifamba RC, and nothing has been done by the law enforcers. And now this again happened, and police is keeping mum as if nothing happened. So you see that Mutemo Rukutazanzurumura Mbaba Mailani, which we all regret as Zimbabweans. We don't expect that to happen in a free country. We don't expect that to happen in a country with a police force. We expect the police force to act without any political bias. But we are seeing a different thing. We are seeing police as an extension of the ruling party. We are seeing police is being very, very incompetent. They are doing nothing when it comes to issues to do with ZANU-PF. When it comes to issues, my crimes are power with ZANU-PF. They act as if they don't exist, which we regret as citizens. We expect the police to protect us as citizens. We expect police to be very, very independent and impartial. But that's not the case in Zimbabwe. And it's very regrettable.
Thank you. The Vakurawone tiwe kwamuri va Ashford Guburiro ve ZANU-PF. Mr. Guburiro, I'm sure you have seen the video in question of ZANU-PF members saying pamberine rufu rwa Chamisa. Do you condemn that?
Mm-hmm.
Vaguburiro, I can barely hear you, but I'm saying I'm sure you have seen the video in question of members of your party chanting, Pamberi nerufu rwa Chamisa, forward with the death of Chamisa. Do you condemn that? Ongo, Vaguburiro, ameno munga move a bit here from where you are. I can barely hear you, but nukunza zamuri kutaura. Murotaura ne kuti mtungamiro enyika vaNangagwa, vanogara vachishoropodza mhirizhonga. Wongo ichokwadi, but pa video iyi ndiri kuti imimi senhengo yeZANU PF. Muri kushora vamwe venyu here. Do you condemn your fellow ZANU PF members who uttered these remarks?
Apana mhosva
yekuti pamberi nerufu rwaChamisa. Is that not inciting violence? Okay, thank you there, Mr. Guburiro, and we might have to call you back because our connection yacho iri kusheka sheka, but meanwhile, let's go to Mr. John Muchenje, the Sangano Re 4H Zimbabwe Foundation. Va Muchenje, murikunzwa vaguburiro vari kutaura. Hanzi hapana mhosva yakataurwa nevatsigiri veZANU PF ava kana kuti vamwe vavo sezvo veri nhengo yeZANU PF. Kwamashoko ekuti pamberi nerufu rwaChamisa, muri kubvumirana navo here?
Ndiriamurinza zvakanaka.
Etikukunzwai vamuchenje.
Okay, ndinotenda. Chokutanga, ndoda kumhoresa comrade Kuraone varipo nacomrade Archibald Guriro vabva kumapato avo akasiyana varudzwa pamini yaJP. Chokutanga, tikatoza bundo remutemo muZimbabwe rinorambidza nyaya dzemhirizhonga nenyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Uyezve maslogan oro matauriro ekuti pasina nhingi zvofara kuti nhasi tambatiri kugweru tichitaura nemapatizi akasiyana-siyana angari 7 yacho anoincluda ZANU PF and CCC ende mayouth angaripo vanga vachiti chaingeja vakuru vedu tisiyane nemaslogan ekuti pasina nhingi. So slogan yekuti pasina nhindi tichaura sare munhu uye tikurudzira kuti munhu yeye aurawe samaonekeseidana seinokurudzira peace ndakamirira for zimbabwe foundation tinokondema such language yatinoti hate speech zvakambotaura futi nezimbabwe human rights commission havaramba mashoko akadaro so tinotsigirana ichichi nezimbabwe human rights commission inova commission yakamisidwa napresident vamunangagwa muzimbabwe tinoramba mashoko atinoti mahate speech or ekutaura zvekuti ndaurawo ezipumbiro remutemo uye bhaibheri shoko ramwari rinorambidza vanhu kuti vaurayani.
Thank you the Siyabonga tinotenda vamuchenje and please do stay on the line. For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about political violence and incitement ahead of elections next year. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Siyalamukela mthakazo omuhle sihlobo esithandekayo Zimbabwe omuhle kuhlelo lwe Live Talk The Connection okuluhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lodlakela kumbe amazwi atshotshozela udlakela ngemva kwevidiyo esenkundleni zokuxhumana kubo Twitter, kubo WhatsApp, kubo Facebook. Etshengisa abasekeli bezanu-PF betshaya islogan besemhlanganweni webandla labo besithi phambili ngemfa kaChamisa kumbe Pamberi nerufu lwaChamisa. Namhlanje sixoxa lo mnumzana Godfrey Kurawone owebandla le-Triple C, uAchford Guburiro owebandla lezanu-PF kanye lo mnumzana John Muchenje owehlanganiso ye-4H Zimbabwe Foundation okuyihlanganiso ekhuthaza udlakela njalo ehamba esigabeni ezitshiyeneyo ixoxisana ikakhulu labasakhulayo ikhulumisana labo ngendaba zokuthula lokutshiyana lodlakela ngendaba zombusazwe. Limzwile uAchford Guburiro owebandla lezanu-PF. Ngimbuzile ukuthi uyayisola yini uyabasola yini abanye bakhe abezanu-PF abaphume kuvidiyo le besithi phambili ngokufa kukaChamisa. Kodwa yena uthi hayi ngeke basole ngoba akulalutho olubi abalwenzayo. Lizwile njalo ubaba uJohn Muchenje owenhlanganiso ye-4H Zimbabwe Foundation othi sikhuluma nje bebesegweru bevela koBulawayo bexoxisana labasakhulayo ngendaba zokuthula njalo bebakhuthaza ukuthi batshiyane lodlakela. Sibuyele kubaba uGodfrey Kurawone owe-Triple C. Vakurawone ndidzokere kwamuri, muri kunzwa vaAchford Guburiro vezanu-PF. Hanzi handigoni kukondema kana kuti kushora vanhu vari muvhidhiyo iyi vanova vanhu vezanu-PF nekuti hapana chakaipa kana kuti hapana kutyora mutemo kwavakaita. Muri kudii nemashoko aya?
Mashoko aGuburiro mashoko anonyadzisa, hatingatarisiri kuti vange vachitaura especially kana vachiri kuwirana nesu kuti Zimbabwe nyika yakasununguka, nokuti havagoni kutiudza kuti munhu pamberi nofa waChamisa ari kuita chinhu chakanaka kana ivo vachida kuzotungamirira nyika yeZimbabwe muna kuzotungamirira kana maora evanhu vese chimwe chinhu choda kuti ndevanhu ve4H. I think mamoita interview nomwe musikana wapanapa we4H ndiyakuudzai pano kuti the success yeprogram ye4H will be determined by the attitude of ZANU-PF, and this is what we are seeing today. They will never repent. Violence is within their DNA, and therefore 4H mune basa renyu ndeekuhanira ZANU-PF 24 hours, because if they don't repent, nothing is going to change in terms of violence in Zimbabwe. Mutaura kuti nyaya yekupa kwaChamisa vakaiva varina kubhatara haina kutanga nhasi, and ZANU-PF when they say Chamisa must die, they mean it, because gore riya rakamuponda ponda paairport
akaramira kuchipatara. Last time vakauda kumuuraya kumasvingo, vakauda kumuuraya kwamutare. If you still remember kumaronjera tree planting, pakaitwa pakapanda futi live ammunition in pursuit of Chamisa's death. So this is not new. So at the end, they mean it when they say Chamisa must die. Something which every sane in Zimbabwe should condemn. But I'm surprised with this guerrilla. I don't know if can I anemoyo and I would have another chose. Because every sane in Zimbabwe should condemn a death of a moon because of politics. That's so bad.
Siyabonga mnumzana kurawone kubeka ubambile murukunza apo ba kurawone olilunga le TRC wake waba ngukansela wemashingo uyakhuluma ukuthi hay bawathatha serious amazwi abasekeli bezana PF laba ngoba sebeke bazama ukulimaza kumbe ukubulala uChamisa bathi bake bamthaya e-airport ngakho walimala kakubi ngakho nxa kuphuma amavidiyo anje abasekeli bezanu PF besithi phambili ngokufa kumbe ngokubulawa kukaChamisa bona njenge-TRC njengebandla bawathatha serious lawo mazwi. Ndizokere kwamuri vamuchenje mataura nenyaya yekuti manga muri kugweru you were also in Bulawayo and ndofunga muri kunzwa vakurauone vari kutaura vari kuti he said it before pachirongwa chino ichi kuti kubudirira kwezvirongwa zvenyu zvekukurudzira runyararo munyika kuchadhipenda necommitment yezanu PF murunyararo asi pari zvino vakurauone vari kuti haizi kuonekwa commitment yezanu PF muri kuti chiva mucheche
nyaya yepisi chekutanga haifani kurekera kubato 1 mapato ese ari muzimbabwe ati kufenda nawo ese anova zanu PF CPP, vese vanofanira kuita commitment towards nyaya dzepeace. Mapolitical parties ese anofanira kureforma maitiro avo kana zverunyararo munyika yezimbabwe. Tinofara kuti takanowana awards yepeace yakapiwa kufrance ikaita mutungano namapolitical party leaders anovava munangagwa vachamisa vamunzora vamadhuku vatsenengambo madhamurinda matarira nemamwe mapati atakasangana navatsenengambo vese vakura vaikomita kunyaya dzepeace vachitofara kuti inga tinofara ndovakuru vati chii ekuvatii nekuti ndiro vanonyanya kuita mhirizhonga muno muzimbabwe munoramba muchitaura muchikurudzira nyaya yepeace inova yatinoti tinonange iprocess yekuti hatigoni kuti tikatanga nhasi kuti marizalt ebuda nhasi but tinoti nyaya dzemhirizhonga kuti hatino kuniramba tichingofaita munyika yezimbabwe kuti vechikuti ngatiziyei nyaya dzemhirizhonga muzimbabwe ngatiregei kushandiswa nevakuru vanoya kwatiri dzingava mari dzatinopiwa dzingava noro regardless of the difference of our political identity. We have the Mirizonga as is sometimes as is a physical. It is also on cyber on social media. You know, a lot of screening in Asia. If you know, have a poster opinion, let me respect. If you can Rakura only, whatever TPC, let me respect you, the battle of your supporters. Can ask for the Guru Arwes and PS, let me respect the battle of Rakura and your supporters. Can Angana Arwes and Rakura and DCC leadership? Let me respect the same. What we want is tolerance. Let's learn to tolerate each other, regardless of different political affiliations. But we as an organization, we condemn. My speech, I'm going to put up a TPC, I'm going to put up a MGC, and 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 I'm going rakafara nechirongwa chetikatikita muzimbabwe vakaramba vachitaura kuti tinyamba tikutidirai vekuedi nekutaura nyaya dzepiti so tinokumbira kuti kumayouth leaders ese emapolitical mapurezidendi ese takasangana navo vari kufara nechirongwa chepiti tiri isusu semayouth leaders vari dzikitei nyaya yepiti building dzati kumapurezident kumadistrict kwedu nekumawazi kuti munyika medu nuyeno munyaro 2023
uyakhuluma lapho ubaba uJohn Muchenje owe-48 Zimbabwe Foundation uthi hayi kubalulekile ukuthi amabandla wonke ezombusazwe azinikele kuhlelo lokuthula njalo uyatsho ukuthi sebehlanganela bakhokheli bamabandla ezombusazwe bathembisa ukuthi hayi ngempela bayalusekela uhlelo lwabo lokukhuthaza ukuthula elizweni ngakho uthi is up to abasakhulayo labo ikakhulu inkokheli yabasakhulayo kumabandla ezombusazwe ukuthi layo ikhuthazane ikhuthaza abanye abasakhulayo ukuthi hayi sisiya nje kukhetho ngomnyaka ozayo akube lokuthula elizweni. Coming back to you, Mr. Akurawone, one might argue that Mr. Mnangagwa, the president and the ZANU-PF leader, has nothing to do with the issue of inciting violence because he has said time and again that people must shun violence ahead of elections. What say you?
Mkomandungamili. Taneta nukitwa sikuku watavata ne ZANU PF tina kutanga politics nasi 2008 June 27 June election vamu gabe vayi budapa TV everyday vachikuru zira peace asi zaitika on the ground was opposite ne zara itaura they are very good at deceiving the international community they are very good at deceiving my externals who are not in Zimbabwe, so that they pretend as if they want peace when actually they want violence. Vamunangagwa, like I said, Mashuri, he copied everything from Vamugabe and he perfected Kudwafure Amugabe. He is good at indicating right and turning left. That's him. So Zamutaura, Mashoko Amutaura, serious. What we take serious is what is happening on the ground. Kushika taona shanduko pa ground. Dr. Tivume kuti ha amunangagwa vakuda peace. Hamundiudzini kuti amunangagwa is failing to control his people on the ground. No, he can control them. But actually, he's the one anovatuma. But then oenda oenda senge aruda peace. That's their nature to deceive people. So mashoko amutaura. Haana kuzara nechokwadi mashoko akazara nenhema nekunyengera.
Auyala ke lapho ukuraone we-TCC uti hayi ukuthi uba Mnangagwa useke wathi abantu mabahlalisane ngokuthula akusho lutho uthi nguye otshotshozela udlakela and unfortunately ilunga leZANU-PF Ashford Guguriro akasekho kuhlelo inombolo yakhe ayisadotshwa. Mr. Muchenje, coming to you, let's have your last word in 30 seconds.
Okay, thank you very much. My last word is to the youth in Zimbabwe. That Zimbabwe is our nation. Let's desist from violent violence, physical and also online. Let's learn to appreciate that we live on political ideologies. At the moment, we two are with each other, because we give our own country, we have to campaign during the election, we have to be at 2023, in a peaceful way. My president, everyone is going to be in the world. So, I have a team to reach out to you. If you don't have any time, you can ask for the guru. I can say, I can't wait to go on. I can't wait to go on. Kuti zvakapfurwa zvinoitika vakuru vedu vanosangana vachitamba mabhora rese tingava muFarare tingava kwanyika
Well said that there, Vamchenje. I'm sorry we have to leave it there. We are out of time. That brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank our guests. That's John Muchenje of the Organization 4H Zimbabwe Foundation. Thanks also to Godfrey Kurawone of the Triple C and Ashford Guguriro of the ruling ZANU-PF. And of course, thanks to you, our listeners and viewers at home. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. My name is Mtunga Milinkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.